readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. So this week we're spicing things up and we went with Credence.
But we didn't know we were spicing things up.
No, I didn't. So I'm so dumb. I read Punk 57, right?
Yeah.
Penelope Douglas.
Yeah.
This is Credence, also by Penelope Douglas. But for some reason, I did not know Penelope Douglas wrote this book. And the cover gives no indication that this is going to be smutty.
Yeah.
Or anything. I thought by the cover, because there's like trees and fog, mist, that it was going to be like a thriller type book.
I have gotten into a habit of not reading about them at all.
No, and I have...
If I've seen them around or they're on the suggested list, I just am like, cool.
Well, I haven't...
I have absolutely no idea.
I haven't been reading it either because I feel like the last couple times I've tried to do that, I've gotten hyped up.
And yeah, then that's let what down. That's yeah. what when we first started, I didn't want an idea.
I sneeze, sorry.
of what a book was going to be already in my head, you know. But so we had absolutely no idea. And then I started reading it, but a little bit before mm-hmm. you, and I text you and I was like, I don't know what we're getting into here, man.
It's really dark. And that's another thing that I want to get into for a second. Before we start this podcast episode, I would say there's triggers in this book. Like, proceed this with caution. This episode with caution. I think. You? I mean, like...
I don't know. I think that... I still haven't read the description. Does the description give you any sort of idea what's coming?
Not really.
Okay. Well, in the beginning, you can kind of get an idea. I said we may have a daddy issue situation coming. Right. But that is a kink people have. I heard the other day that a kink is a look into your, what is, fudge.
We'll take your time.
into your traumas.
Oh my God.
I believe that.
Oh my God. Okay, so Royce and I were talking about kinks the other day, and we had we just were talking about it, and he was like, I don't have any. And I was like, everyone has some.
I don't feel like I have very many.
But you do. Like, what you like is your kink. It doesn't have to be, like, chips and chips. Chips are my salsa. Kink. You're like 100% true. You take me out for chips. We are definitely good for the evening. But, like, it doesn't have to be whips and chains.
Yeah.
It's just something that you enjoy in bed.
I do believe it could be a look into people's traumas, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
No.
It's just, like, maybe somebody taking control when they couldn't at some point. So, you know?
This is what I'm saying about the smut books. I said it in our Punk 57 episode where, like, you read these and you're kind of like, you almost learn more about yourself
or life
in these. You're like, in a way, it makes you talk about it a little bit more.
Like life in general, but like people, maybe.
Right. And so,
about people.
This one, I didn't really relate to her, but in general,
no, that ain't a kink of mine, I would say.
There is one of yours? Oh, no. Yes.
Well, I do like older men. Yeah, but I don't think I have a daddy issue.
Or do you?
I don't know.
Because your dad was older.
Yeah.
When he had you.
But I think that's why it's not weird to me, because I could go quite a bit older and it wouldn't be my dad's age. You know, it wouldn't be like, oh, that's like a dad. Because my dad was quite a bit older, you know, 36 years older than me. So I could go 15 years older, 20 years older. That's not my dad's age.
I still think, though, that there should be a limit. At a certain
15
age.
15 is a good one.
But when you get older, whatever. But this girl is 18.
She just turned 18.
Yeah. And so I had a problem with that in the book. When we'll get into it. But it just is interesting how when you read these books, you talk about it with your buddies. And it's almost like I would have never known some of these kinks existed had I not.
But there is a part of it that I felt kind of gross reading it at times. There's some things that went too far for me, and it wasn't even the daddy issue thing.
But that's a boundary issue. That's a boundary for you.
So, like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, super empowering. We should all be reading this. Like, I think that if you're not, if it's too much for you, yeah, okay. It's
too definitely much for put you. It down if it's like, too much.
This is borderline for me.
I remember texting you some pretty strong opinions about this book when I was reading it.
Your issues are a little different than my issues with it.
But
we both have different spots in there that bothered us.
But my issues are 100% childhood trauma issues.
Yeah.
You know, where I was like,
I mean, everybody's is all the time.
Right. You know what I mean? My issues, I think this time where I was like, he's too old. She's a kid. If you're attracted to kids, you're fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, she is a kid.
If you're 50. If we were 18.
I mean, she's fine.
When we were 18, if there was an older man interested in us and we are interested in them, we wouldn't have felt too young.
No. We were those she's kind of not girls. The problem because she's the kid. The adult being waiting, chomping at the bit, man, she's going to turn 18. Man, that's disgusting.
Well, I wouldn't even say that's the worst part. The worst part is that he's considered her uncle.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just dive into it.
If any of this has triggered you, you can turn now. Yeah.
I would definitely say this is not an episode that you're going to want to listen to with your kids in the car or anything like that. Like, this is definitely an 18 and older episode. And that's just where we're at this week. But Credence by Penelope Douglas. I did not. Which, again, I feel so stupid because Punk 57 was by her. And I even talked about how that was smutty. I think this is worse than Punk 57, though.
Yeah. In the smut department. I said, do you think this one's more...
This is dirtier.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. This was the dirtiest book I've ever read.
This is not the dirtiest book I've ever read.
Because of the way so much is described. Not just the type of sex that they have, but it's so... described. It's the dirtiest book I've ever read.
This is not the dirtiest book I've ever read.
What is? Do you know?
It's on my Kindle app.
How so? Is it dirtier?
I thought that this one had more of a she was trying to figure her shit out kind of a thing vibe to it. And like it was almost like she is 18. Like, they are young. They are trapped together. I mean, like, I could almost...
there were a lot of, like, taboo things in this that made it feel dirtier to me. You know what I mean? Like, not that they're all bad, but just isn't really talked about much. So that's what made it dirtier.
The dirtiest book that I finished, because, like, the dirtiest one would probably be The Den of Vipers, but I didn't finish that one. I couldn't do it. The dirtiest one that I did finish, though, is... called The Ritual by Chantel Tessier.
And what makes it the dirtiest to you?
It was just, I don't know if I could even describe it. I think that the type of sex they were having is different than the type of sex these people were having in Credence. I also think while they were the same age, so let me just go ahead and just describe it to you. So The Ritual, which is not what we're supposed to be talking about today, but real quick, is a secret society, a book about a secret society. These kids are in college. They're the one percenters of the world. They're just really going to go. There is a secret society in this college, and the secret society is made up of what will be the world leaders after they're done. Mm-hmm. Like, their dads were in it, and they're world leaders. Their boys are in it, and they're judges and senators and things like that.
Yeah.
And they do this thing called... The Lords is the secret society, and they have to abstain from sex from freshman year to senior year, or junior year. In senior year, they get to have sex, but they're given a girl. The girl is called the Chosen, and the girl signs up to be one.
Okay,
she's
I
not
was gonna say,
no.
Does she know this?
Yes,
okay.
She signs up to be one. It's not surprised, but they have to like show her that she's in charge. And whatnot, or that he's in charge and she's just kind of there to do his, to be whatever he wants her to be.
Yeah, who would sign up for that?
I mean, I don't know. But that is the dirtiest one just because, like, there was...
The type of sex there.
And there was no control. There was no control. And to me, that is a... And while his, like, most of them want this to be, like, fun for both, there were guys in the society that were real pieces of shit and didn't care that she... That this hurt or anything like that.
Well, that's sickening.
Yeah, and so that was the worst one. So I think that that was the dirtiest book I ever read. But Credence was pretty dirty. So let's get into it. So we start off with, how did you pronounce her name again? I said Tiernan.
Oh, Tiernan.
Tiernan.
Because it's T-I-E-R. That'd be tier, and then N-A-N, Tiernan.
Okay. Can we just, the next time, can we just, like, have her, like, Michelle or no, something? Barbara. You know?
We are not good with names.
No, we're not. Okay, so our main Chica is her. She is the daughter of some two very high-end celebrities. Like, they are Hollywood's it couple. They have been for decades.
Yeah, forever, yeah.
Her dad and her mom are very much in love. So much so that they cannot focus on anything else. And they thought having her would be an extension of love, but really it didn't work out that way. She was just kind of in the way of it being their life.
Yeah.
And so they kind of ignored her all yeah. this time. And she wasn't really part of their family. They would ship her off to boarding schools. They would ignore her.
Yeah. So they didn't have to deal with her.
No. Well, it turns out that they have committed a suicide together. He had cancer, and they did not tell their daughter that he had cancer because, like, she's not really part of their lives. So he has cancer, and he's not going to make it. Well, the mom has decided that she can't do life without him. So they get real dressed up. You know, she puts on this ball gown. He puts on his tux. And they both OD.
Mm-hmm.
Laying in the bed together. And she walks into their bedroom the next morning because it's been a while. They should be awake.
And the dog's outside of the room instead of in the room. And she thinks that's weird.
So she goes in and finds them. And she knows in her heart that they're not there anymore. So she calls the people.
Yeah.
They come and they take care of it. You know, coroners and whatnot. Her mom's assistant tells her, like, there's not a note for you. So yeah. they didn't even leave her a note or anything like that. Yeah. And she finds this heartbreaking because, like, you knew you were doing it and you didn't. This was, like, your last chance.
Part of her, I feel like, is like, yeah, of course there wouldn't be. But then she's like, really? Like, that's it. You
right.
couldn't say anything to me?
No, this yeah. was your absolute last chance to say anything to me. And instead, you just were still so focused on each other.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the world thinks that it's so romantic. But she's like, no, it really isn't.
No.
It really wasn't. Because you get this mild, watered-down version of what happened. But what really happened was they abandoned me.
And Tiernan's not really like her parents. Like, she doesn't like a lot of people. She doesn't like a lot of attention. And so this is just, like, hell to her. Because now she's going to have to be the one who addresses everything.
Yeah, make a statement. Yeah. You know, be the daughter of these celebrities and yeah. whatnot. Well, and also she doesn't really know where she's going to go. Because she's not 18 yet. She's 17. So it turns out that in her parents' will, they left her guardianship to her dad's stepbrother, Jake.
Who she's never known.
Nope,
they've never met. She kind of forgot he existed.
They've never met or anything like that. Jake lives in Colorado. He ends up calling her and telling her, like, hey, like, you're almost 18 in a couple weeks.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not going to uproot your life. You've been through enough. You don't have to come here. I'll get you. We can emancipate you if you want to. And she doesn't really say anything. She's just sitting on the phone with him. And he was like, are you okay? And she just says, no. And he was like, I'll buy you a plane ticket. You can come out here tomorrow.
Well, he said, you can come out here if you want. I just didn't think you'd want to. He says, we live in the middle of nowhere. It's me and my two boys. And I didn't think a young girl would want to come out here. But to her, that sounds perfect because she hates people.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to get away from that life.
So she goes. They go.
It sounds pretty good to me, too. I was like, yeah, get the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, she doesn't like L.A.
Yeah.
You know, it's busy, it's loud.
In
that's
Colorado,
not, yeah.
in the middle of nowhere. That sounds nice.
So she gets on a plane and she goes to Colorado. And this is where we meet her uncle, Jake. This is where her life went all kinds of crazy. So Uncle Jake is obviously not her actual uncle. It's her dad's stepbrother. And for some reason, we don't know quite yet, her Uncle Jake hates her dad.
Yeah.
Like, he bailed. Like, early on, he was like, I'm out of here. Y'all all fucking suck. I'm leaving. So they didn't grow up together or anything. It was just, I used to be your dad's stepbrother, and now we're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't spoken in years. She's never met him. He has two boys, Noah and Caleb. Their mom is gone. It's just him and his two boys.
The boys are in their 20s.
They live up in a mountain that gets snowed in the winter, and the road is undrivable. So for however long winter lasts in Colorado, they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, in the beginning, they're like, just for a few months. And then it's like 6 months.
Well, that's a few.
That's half like, the year.
But that's winter. I mean, you have to wait for it to melt. It's like, geez Louise. We've been here for a very long time.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, going. They live on, like, this ranch type thing where, I mean, like, they're self-sufficient. You know, they have horses, they have land, they have cows, they have chickies, they hunt for their own food. They get to come in town for, like, perishables every now and then, but for the most part, they kind of just do their own thing.
They do the motorbikes.
I was about to say, yeah. They build, like, motocross bikes, dirt bikes, and so that keeps them afloat, too. That's one part of their business is people will send them exactly what they want built. They'll build it, and then they'll ship it out.
And that's how people in town know them.
Yes. And his youngest son, Caleb, races, but not professionally.
Yeah.
Don't you dare have a dream here.
Yeah.
So she's going up to the mountain. The first thing that she notices about Jake is that he's very handsome. Like, that's all she can say is, like, he's handsome. He stands real close to her.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's never had a daughter. He's never really been around girls. So he's a little bit.
It would have been a guy life out there, whatever they want to do.
So he says some pretty, like, flirty, crass things to her just
because he doesn't know what to do. Yeah, and then that's when I text you. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I have a daddy issue thing happening here.
Well, it's true.
So, I didn't think we really would, but we did.
So she goes up to their house, right? And this is where we meet Noah. Noah is kind of goofy. He's the life of the party. He's chatty. He's happy. He's helpful.
Yeah, I see him as like a real good looking guy.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he's kind of goofy. He's just a young guy. Yeah.
And he tells her, you know, like the first night that she's there, the horse gets out. And he hands her a beer, and he is like, you're going to get used to drinking a lot of these, because a lot of shit happens here, especially in the winter. And so she's just kind of like, okay, sure. Well, when she is the very first night there, Noah and Jake have a girl home, have a girl in the house. So she wakes up, and she's like, ugh, is this what my life is going to be? Like, going to the bathroom in the morning, and these random naked women being about.
Yeah, and they're all pretty young.
Yeah.
Even Jake's.
Is 23.
Yeah.
You know, Jake. All right. Also, here's a, let me pause. No, I'll wait. I'll get through
something
it.
Something to look forward to.
So, she keeps calling him Uncle Jake throughout this process, right? And he tells her, like, you don't really have to call me Uncle Jake. I'm not your actual uncle. But, like, he is her uncle in the will, and that's how they see each other. Because he introduces her as his niece.
Yeah.
When they go into town, he's like, this is my niece. Oh, she's going to be staying with us. He's not, like, he's not pleased about it either.
He introduces her to some of the townspeople. One of the guys is like, she's going to be up there with y'all?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And so was a sign of, like, uh-oh.
So things are going, right? She's living there, all this jazz. There's going to be a lot of parts. I know, if like, some of y'all read this. We can't say everything.
No, it is. Actually, a lot happens.
Yes, but the parts that we can't talk about, we know they happened, but we obviously can't say that, you know?
What do you mean, the dirty parts?
Yes.
We can allude to what happened, but not everything.
Okay. Just confirming.
Well, so, are we going to explain Caleb?
Well, so, she's living there, right? Things are going well. Time is passing. It's just, for some, Caleb's not there. And she keeps saying, like, where is this Caleb guy? Like, and y'all keep talking about.
They're just like, you'll see.
Yeah, you just wait. Well, one day she decides that she's going to go do her laundry. And so she goes into this little shop area that they have where they keep the laundry, the washer and dryer. And she goes in there and she's doing it. And all of a sudden, the door bangs open. And this Yeti mountain man walks in, and she is like startled because he's got a carcass hanging from his neck, and she's like, oh my god, that's a carcass. He's unshaven because he's been in the woods for forever. It's Caleb. And instead of being like, hey, hello, how are you, I'm Caleb,
or a head nod
or like a wink, He grabs her, throws her against the wall, and starts making out with her and, like, touching her. And she's like, no, don't. All right. Yeah.
But, like, well, then eventually she starts fighting him because she realizes he's actually going to sleep with her. And she's never had sex
either. It took her a minute, though.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you just were startled that he had a carcass around his neck, yeah. And you're like, well, the carcass is gone.
He's yeah. Okay.
So they're making out some heavy petting, and then...
He won't stop.
And she...
And he hasn't said anything.
No, yeah, no words. She gets a little panicked by this, because, like, that's kind of scary. So Noah luckily barges in, and he's like, Caleb... And he's trying not to laugh.
Yeah, which for some is reason,
yeah, he's trying not to laugh, and he is like, "Caleb, that's not a townie, man. That's your cousin.
She's not like the others. You can't do that." And yeah. I thought, "What the? What? Who are we doing this to?"
And so finally, Caleb drops her basically and walks away.
But looks mad at her.
Yeah, but doesn't say anything either to her. No. But just walks away. And so Noah like comes in and is laughing and like picks her up off the ground. He is like, "So that was Caleb." And she's like, he didn't say anything. Then Noah tells her, oh, yeah, Caleb hasn't talked since he was 4.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, and he's just like, just so you know. And then, good night.
Yeah, you couldn't have mentioned that prior. Because if I knew that he couldn't talk, I would have yelled, I'm your cousin! Oh. You know? Yeah. Not just...
She still could have, but, yeah.
No, she didn't. And that's... Now I'm concerned. Now I'm concerned.
She's young. Hormones are raging.
Okay.
Life's like, confusing. You just lost your parents. There's a strange, attractive man attacking you.
You just roll with the punches, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Anyway, so then we move on.
Yeah. And
then only gets it. Weirder.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
So during this time also, Jake has decided that there is going to, you know, she has to help out, which is totally fine. But he's a real dick about it. He can't just be like, hey, man, you know.
What do you think you could do?
Yeah, yeah. How can you help us? He tells her, go make breakfast.
Make the sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah. Your job is to be in the kitchen. And she gets pissed off by this because, you know, okay.
She's like, I will, but.
Don't tell me how to put mayonnaise on a sandwich.
Yeah, I could do it without your help. And don't say it like that. Go cook for us.
Yeah. So they're, you know, kind of laughing and all this jazz about it.
Eventually she's find their way. Yeah.
But she's pissed off about it for a little while. But the boys are laughing.
Yeah.
She also has noticed that, like, when Jake reaches up for something, she sees this tattoo on his hip that says, My Mexico. And so she thinks in her mind, like, oh, you know, like, people, oh, I'm going to be on a beach in Mexico somewhere drinking a margarita. So she thinks that that means that his ranch.
They all share a bathroom, too. So she sometimes spends time with them in the bathroom when they're half naked. So that's where she saw it as well.
It's oh, yeah, the tattoo.
Big old house.
Yeah.
They have one bathroom.
Like, that wasn't planned. Yeah. So she thinks that that means that, like, his ranch is his Mexico. But she doesn't really know. She's not going to ask him about it either. So now it's time for them to go into town. Okay, so they go into town. They meet some local boys that the guys hang out with. And one of them is Terrence.
Yeah, I think so.
Terrence ends up being a real dick. Yeah, so right Terrence away, yeah. likes her because he just does. And apparently...
Everybody likes her.
Well, she's really pretty. She's new. I get it. But there's a wall in Terrence's... clubhouse that has a list of all of the girls in town who's slept with them, who gets the most points for being the first one, who gets the most. I mean, it's just disgusting. He's just like one of those guys.
Well, and that's what he wants to win.
Yes.
Against
and
the brothers.
Jake tells her, like, whatever you do, don't wind up on his wall.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's bad. And so she's like, okay,
yeah,
so that's...
she's like, sounds good.
Yeah, I don't want to be on his wall anyways. So that's how we meet Terrence and, like, these local guys. But there's also a lot of girls in town that are all over Noah and even Caleb, who doesn't speak because they're good looking and they're not always around. They're not always accessible.
How I found out that this was a smut book is the first... Caleb attacking her, not necessarily, but then Caleb is getting head in... the barn.
Uh-huh. In town.
They just stare at each other. Tiernan walks in on it. hides and watches.
Yep.
And they just stare at each other.
But he's, like, smirking, like, you pervert.
Yeah.
But he's not,
but
like...
But she doesn't leave.
No.
So then I thought, well, this is different. Okay? This is different.
So, they're all getting ready for winter, right? And this, I'm going to do this part really quick because, like, a lot is happening also, but...
It's hard to explain.
It is hard to explain.
There are a lot of things.
Because, like, a lot of things are going on in this book, but this is more, like, it's hard to explain, like, how they're feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, they're getting close. Like, she's getting close to all three of them. Like, she's had flirty moments with Jake. She's had flirty moments with
not
Noah.
Not only that, but just connections in life.
Yes.
They all get each other in a way.
What she hasn't had is any, like, real moments with Caleb because he doesn't speak to her. But he has done a few things. So, one of them is they're going to, like, this shop, right? This, like, milkshake place. Noah orders a Coke. He mouths off to the girl behind the counter. The girl throws the Coke into the car, and it lands in the seat. So he's, like, mopping himself up. Caleb grabs her and puts her on his lap so she doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
And then when she's like, well, I don't have to sit in your lap, he, like, taps the seat to show her, like, it's still wet.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, well, that's really sweet. And then, like, there was this time where, you know, they were at the breakfast table, and her and Noah get in this bet on who can clear their plate first, and she gives her steak to the dog because, like, yeah, she cleared it first, and it was funny. Everyone laughed. Well, now she's doesn't have dinner, and Caleb cuts up half of his steak and puts it on her plate.
Yeah.
No words are spoken, but there's, like, little moments like that.
Sure,
and then
he cares, yeah.
But then there are moments with Noah where she's laughing with him, and they're, like, cracking up and having
and her
fun.
And Noah get along so well.
Yes.
When they were ended up in the shower hiding
mm-hmm.
from his dad.
Yeah.
Not actually taking a shower. They were sitting
no.
there clothed, just hiding. And their little conversation was one of the cutest things
yeah.
ever.
It is really cute. And Noah feels very trapped in his space, which
yeah.
she relates to because she felt trapped in hers too.
So it's a lot of real issues that
yes.
everybody has.
So Noah is trapped in his space in the sense that, like, his dad doesn't really understand him. You know, he's not a chatty guy. Noah's kind of chatty. His dad doesn't listen to what Noah wants in his life. His dad doesn't really care.
And he's never been able to talk to his brother.
Yeah, Caleb doesn't talk. So he's never had somebody to, like, talk back with him.
Yeah.
And he feels very suffocated. And she didn't have anyone to talk to either because of her parents.
Always alone. Yeah.
So they connect on that part. Her and Jake just have chemistry.
Yeah.
They don't really connect in any ways other than they have chemistry.
Well, and there's a grown man that wants to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Her father didn't.
Right.
Want to do that, didn't care about her, and Jake really seems like he cares.
Right, and so there's this one part where she says that she needs to go into town. She just needs, like, a few things, and he gives her money. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not telling you because I need money. I'm just, like, letting you know somebody needs to take me into town. And he looks her right in the eye, and he is like, you're ours now, and we will take care of you. And it pissed her off at the moment because, like, she just lost her parents, and she's
yeah.
up and down. But then when she's leaving, she's like, I've never been somebody's before.
Yeah. And they make it very clear that she is theirs.
Yes.
And they will take care of her. That's, like, for a girl that never had
anybody. And now
oh
you have three. Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, things are going. Well, now it's her birthday, right? And so now she's turned 18. Everyone gets her a gift. Jake gives her a bow and arrow. Cool. Noah buys her a t-shirt and a hat at the store that she's in with him.
Yeah.
Caleb makes her a belt that he has handmade himself. It has a dream catcher. It has
like
all
carved
of, yes.
the leather, yeah.
Like a handmade belt. And she is just floored. And another thing that we forgot to mention is she has night terrors where she just wakes up in the middle of the night screaming.
Yeah.
So Caleb putting the dream catcher on her belt for her.
Yeah, it's kind of like an indication that
he knows and
yeah.
that he wants her to have that. I knew right then he loved her.
Yeah.
I was like, he loves her.
I just didn't really care for him for a long time.
I did. Because here's the deal. And another thing that we didn't really mention right now, too, is she's chatting with Jake. She's chatting with Noah. Her and Caleb, well, they talk in their own way, they're also looking at each other. Though you don't look at somebody like that, like the way that they're looking at each other without real feelings. And like you, a handmade gift, that's real feelings.
Well, and he has been an ass through a lot of it. A lot of really mean moments, too.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of emotion there. And we know that Caleb has gone through something. Mm-hmm. That's why he doesn't talk. But we don't know what yet.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, well, that could be a factor here.
So
I don't know. It's a lot of things going on.
So we're going to get into something real quick. And this is where I'm going to say trigger warnings for sure. Because these two stories that I'm about to say are very dark. We're going to start with Jake. Okay. So Jake's My Mexico Tattoo. He's talking to her. They're discussing. She's like, why do you hate my dad so much? Because Jake hates her family.
Yeah.
And she does not understand it. Because, like, she hates them too, but I have a reason. Like, what's your reason? Like, why do you hate them? He tells her that when he was a kid, he fell in love with this girl. She was Mexican. They were madly in love. All this jazz. When the parents, when her parents found out, you know, they were rising stars. Him being in love with the housekeeper's daughter was not good enough.
Wasn't a look they wanted. Yeah.
So what they did was they drugged her, put her in bed with Taryn's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And when she woke up, Jake's girl woke up, she thought that she had slept with another man.
Yeah.
They bribed her with money, saying that you take this money and we'll never mention it again.
Yeah.
Don't and we will tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves Jake and she doesn't want to hurt him. So she takes the money and she goes. Well, he ends up tracking her down. And turns out that she didn't sleep with him or anything like that. It was, they just were in bed and she thought that she did though.
Yeah.
She is distraught that she has betrayed him, you know, and ends up killing herself.
Yeah.
And Jake lost her and it was her parents' fault.
Yeah.
And so that was the My Mexico.
And he didn't want to live with people who could hurt people that way.
Yeah. And so that's his story of the My Mexico tattoo.
He got out of there. He was, like, 20, so pretty young.
But, like, you can love somebody like that at 20, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, and your first love is a lot anyway, you know?
Especially if you're...
Well,
he just loved her. Neither one of them had any... Well, he had a lot, but she had nothing that she could really give to him, and she was good enough anyways. Yeah. That's love, you know? Well, so then Caleb's story is their mom was a druggie.
Mm-hmm.
She took him to go get high one day, locked him in the car, was going to go smoke, and then come back. But she never came back. He was trapped in the car for 4 days by himself.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he's just never spoken a word.
Yeah, they said, like, something cracked in him.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, I have a four-year-old. Something would crack in her. Yeah.
And not knowing.
Well, and, like, she would cry, and she would scream. Yeah. So... that's what happened to Caleb, and that's why he doesn't speak.
Yeah.
But it's their birthday, or it's her birthday, so they take her to this bar. Things are going fine. You know, Jake's talking to a girl. Noah's playing pool. Caleb disappears wherever the hell it is that he goes.
Always disappears.
And so she's dancing with this bachelorette party that just kind of pulled her on the dance floor.
Yeah, she's having a really good time. Yeah.
All of a sudden, what did we say his name was? Terrence. And this other girl, this other town girl, block her in on the dance floor and tell her that they're going to do horrible things to her during the winter.
Yeah.
They're going to abuse her.
They don't really want her.
Yeah,
they
like...
they just want her to use her.
You
it's
might
like
as...
like all the things she does.
Well, and like, her. All... you might as well just give me your virginity before they take it from you. Like, all these really horrible, disgusting
and
things.
And why do they need to mess with her? Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Like,
you never really find out. They just don't want the boys to win.
Yeah.
So... Caleb, I guess, sees that they have her trapped, like they've cocooned her and she can't get away. So he comes up and punches him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's this like giant brawl.
It's bad. It gets worse and worse.
And so she's screaming like, stop fighting. And Noah's like, my brother. And so he jumps in.
And then
Jake jumps in.
Grabs the boys.
Yeah.
They run. Yeah.
So they get in their cars. Well, before they leave, Caleb's driving. As he's driving, he just plows into Terrence and all of his buddies' dirt bikes.
Yeah.
and, like, goes away. Well,
they know what's going to happen. They're like, Caleb, no!
And she's like, what? And then, of course, it happens. So they go up to their mountain. This is when it gets spicy. This is rated R stuff right here, guys, just so you know. They're going to their mountain. Everyone's showered. Everyone's calmed down. Her room is cold, so she goes downstairs to get firewood for the fireplace in her bedroom. But when she's there, she sees that Caleb is sitting in a chair with a gun, like a rifle at his feet. And so she was like, what you doing?
Well, Noah's there too.
Not yet at the beginning. It's just her and Caleb. So she's like chatting with him, like, you know, thank you for doing that. You didn't have to. Why are you standing here with a gun? You're not going to answer me, so I guess I'll just guess, nod when I get to the right one.
That's what pisses me off. And then, he didn't even nod.
I know. Then Noah walks in, and he has a gun. And she was like, did I miss something?
Y'all said we were okay.
Yeah. And she was like, you said that when the snow starts falling, that people can't get up to the mountain. And so now the snow is falling. And so they're supposed to be safe. And Noah tells her, no, no, no. We said the roads would be closed. We did not say that they couldn't get up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said something that, like makes you almost, like, crack your neck if you're, like, me, a woman like me, where he is like, here's the thing about the months of snow. It protects us from the town, but more importantly, it protects men like Terrence from men like us.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, crack my neck, roll your shoulders back. Yes, please. And so then she was like, so they could come back, and he was like, maybe. It'd be a mistake, but maybe.
Yeah.
So that happens. Well, while she's there, they're like, let's watch a movie. And she's like, okay. I can't remember what movie they turn on, but it ends up being...
They change it.
And she's like, well, what are we going to do? Like, the snow is falling, so we won't be going into town anymore. Like, this is it. Like, this is the beginning of us huddled together.
Turns real dirty real quick.
He says, you want to see how we're going to make... The time passes.
Yeah.
And he turns on porn. Which here, let me pause. It's Noah, her, and Caleb. I have never understood watching porn with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying is why it was so dirty, because it's like taboo things.
I just like.
This is taboo.
But it's just
three people in a room together watching porn with your brother.
I just don't understand it. Yeah. That's never been something I get. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Dirty.
So she, of course, like, everyone's getting hot, like, flushed. They end up laying her down, and one of them, like, her head is in, like, Caleb's lap, and, like, her legs are in, like, Noah's, and they're, like, touching her. And they're talking to her about, like, what they're going to do and, you know, what they're going to do, what they would like to do if she wants to continue. Well, all of a sudden.
But they say it in such a way like they're going to take care of her.
Yes. Like, so it's like going to be loving.
Really,
yeah.
Appeasing what she's missing, yes, in life. Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, Jake comes down and, like, turns on the lights and is like, what the hell?
Yeah. Which you would think is a normal response.
Yeah. So,
for an adult.
So he sends the boys...
Trying to take care of all these tiny humans. Like,
no, it's not. Because he's fucking disgusting.
It's because he doesn't want them to do this.
So he sends the boys to bed. Instead of sending her to bed too, and, like, talking to the boys like, bro, like, come on, man.
Y'all can't do this.
All three of them even. He pulls her pants down, bends her over his knees, and, like, spanks her over and over and over again. And is, like, talking dirty to her. Fuck you,
but,
dude.
But, like, this is a punishment.
Yes, yeah. But, like, see, this was my problem with Jake.
I couldn't believe that part was happening. I was like, what?
But this is my problem with Jake. Because, like, you were literally just took her from boys her age. Not because that was what was
that's
best
the
for
part
her.
That was bad, yeah.
Because you wanted her. Fuck
yeah.
You, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had the audacity to throw it in all of their faces that they shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah.
Not because you thought it was wrong, but because you were jealous.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, and then eventually he's like, I should have let them do that.
But,
yeah, you should have.
But, like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, it made me hate Jake. And I remember telling you, I hate Jake.
Yeah.
I hate Jake. I hate him. I hate him. And, unfortunately, it gets worse. Okay, so that happens. Now they're going hunting, right? It's been a couple of days. Everyone's simmered down-ish. They go hunting. Unfortunately, while they're there, he ends up sending the boys back home. And instead, words get exchanged between them. He ends up taking her virginity in the truck.
Yeah.
But this is disgusting to me. While they are having sex,
it went too far.
She is screaming, "Yes, Uncle Jake." And instead of being like, "Ooh, nope, didn't like that," he's like, "Fuck yeah, yes, I'm awesome." That's disgusting. Yeah. Like, I'm never gonna not. Let me just make this clear to y'all. Incest is not cute. Can we not? Can we be over that fad?
Yeah.
That's not cute. It's gross.
Yeah.
And, like, I get that they're not really related, so if she didn't scream, "Yes, Uncle Jake," I could get over it. But, like, the screaming "Uncle Jake" in the middle of it made it super gross.
Is it not bad enough that he's, like, at least 20, 30 years older than her?
Well, in the part, and it's not her, it's him, because now it switches to his point of view, right?
Yeah.
And he's saying things like, "I knew that she should have been with my boys, but I didn't care. I wanted her."
And it was like, part of it is a way to get back at her dad.
Yes, but gross, man.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I do believe that they all love her, but like, man, it shouldn't be about getting back at her dad. What a weirdo.
So Noah ends up telling her, "You let him fuck you, I would have loved you." And like, doesn't that break your heart?
She should have been with Noah, I thought.
No, I like her with who she ends up with. So, life goes on.
But Noah was too goofy. If he wouldn't have been so fucking goofy and been like, "Ha ha, yeah, we'll head back to the cabin. Are you sure you don't want to come? No, make her fucking come with you."
So,
not stay with Uncle Jake.
So, time goes on. She ends up stop sleeping with Jake. Like, she's not sleeping with anyone at this point. Like, she's over sleeping with Jake, as she should have been, because, ew.
Yeah, so now she does get over it.
She's paused for a minute. She's not sleeping with anyone. But then something happens and, you know, it's cold, it's winter, they're alone. She ends up having a threesome with her, Noah, and Caleb.
Yeah, the brothers.
Here's the deal.
This one was the most gross to me.
Here's the deal. While she might not be their real cousin, they are actual brothers.
That's the grossest to me. Not only that they're the brothers, but at the same time.
I don't care about the threesome.
No, I care about the same time. Okay? I care. That's disgusting.
I don't care about the threesome. I care that they're actual brothers. Now, I have brothers. They would rather die. You know?
That's what I asked John. I said, "Would you sleep with someone with your brother?" He's like, "Disgusting."
Yeah. I asked Royce too, and he was like, "What?" He's like, "No." And also, he was like, "My brother, I would be doing all the work."
Lazy son of a bitch.
He's like, "And he gets credit?" "No, sir. No, thanks. Absolutely not." I get it. Like, absolutely. And also, I have a neighbor named Jake, and I have a hard time with boy names. Like, a girl, I can get over. But a man's name, I can't. Jake could never. You know?
Here's the thing that gets me is that, okay, I'm just not real big on if you love somebody, you're cool with watching them sleep with somebody else.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't get that one.
Well,
so they love her. They both do. I believe that they do. But you're cool with somebody else touching her. Ew.
So time goes on, right?
And your brother. Like, we're all going to live here?
Well, she doesn't sleep with Noah ever again. Like, that was a one-time thing she's done. But her and Caleb are falling in love with each other, right? Like, they are in love with each other. But he ends up... He has issues, and he takes it too far one night, and she taps out. She doesn't want to do this anymore. He gets so mad at her that he goes into the woods and doesn't come back for, like, months.
Yeah, but he's taken his anger out on it from his mom on her.
Yes, but he doesn't come back for months. And now they're getting pretty worried about him not being back, and she has... it's him. She's in love with him. And she knows she's in love with him, and now she's worried. So her and Noah decide that they're going to go find him. That there's a mm-hmm. little cabin, and she thinks that that's where he's at, and they're going to go find him.
Well, it's in dead of winter.
Yes. Yeah. Like, she's like, "I'm up to, like, my thighs in snow," yeah. And we're trying to find him. Well, when they get to the hunting cabin, they see that while it's been lived in, he hasn't been there, like, for a day or two.
They're not sure how long, but it's been a while.
And my heart stops because I think he's killed himself. Yeah. And I really thought, like, oh, he's killed himself and they're going to find him and that's going to be the worst. But he didn't. They find him. He was just hunting for some food. They reconcile. So now she's strictly with Caleb and they are falling in love and they are good together. Yeah. I think he's not talking, but he loves her and she's taken care of. And she says that, you know, she sleeps with him every night and she doesn't have nightmares anymore.
Ever been so happy. Yeah.
And he's in love with her. Well, now the snow is melting and they go into town and they see the girl that we talked about at the beginning, giving head to Caleb. She's very pregnant. And she tells Caleb, we'll be talking soon. And so she's like, you got some girl pregnant. Like, I could
probably. Of course.
Well, and so she's actually in a pretty good headspace about it because she's not like, I can't do this. She's like, there's going to be a baby here, but talk to me about it.
Yeah, I need you to show some communication about this.
Nod, blink, write it down. I don't care that there's going to be a baby here. She'll be part of our lives forever. That kind of sucks, but I love you. We'll do this. And he doesn't do anything.
He just, like, checks out.
So she loses her shit. And, like, she's like, I can't do that. I can't do it. And so she leaves. She packs up and she goes to L.A., back to L.A. She's done.
Yeah.
While she's in L.A., it's been 6 weeks. The baby wasn't Caleb's. She was just being a bitch because the other girl won.
Yeah, Noah shows up, right, first and tells her.
Tells her that the baby is not his and all that jazz. Noah's going to get sponsored by a BMX guy.
Yeah.
She goes home. While she's home, she hears something in the backyard, and she looks out her window, and she sees Caleb building her a tire swing. Mm-hmm. So she goes out there, and, you know, she's telling him that, like, she loves him, and she wished things could be better, and she's missed him so much. And Caleb starts talking.
Yeah.
Like, words. And she is floored, and it's everything she needed, and all this jazz. And it ends up being kind of a happy ending.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a sweet ending.
But, like, fuck you, Jake. I would have never gotten over that.
What a mess of a... Well, and then 5 years later, they're all out camping together.
I know. I know. They had a baby.
Yeah, and Jake's grandpa now. But...
It's disgusting. It's what disgusting.
It's like, oh my God, I don't know.
I don't care.
I'm not this kind of person. You got to sleep with the whole freaking family and here's now we're a family?
I don't care about the sex part. I don't care about the dirtiness. I don't care about anything that. What really gets to me is the Jake-ness of it all.
I can't live with myself. Fucking
Jake. You couldn't have just not messed with the 18-year-old, you pervert.
No, he couldn't.
Okay, but, like, grow. Maybe you should analyze that, man. Maybe that should be something that you looked into.
They were all messed up.
But that you knew. You knew in your head. Yeah. I knew I should have left her to them. But I didn't care. I wanted her.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fuck up the 18-year-old because you wanted something. Yeah. I just can't with the Jake-ness of it all. That's a no for me. For him. The book was good, but I hated him. And I remember texting you, I hate Jake. I hate him.
He's not for me. I knew you were going to.
He's not for me. That's my least favorite kind of man. I'll ruin you, but as long as I'm happy, I don't care.
Yeah.
No, my least favorite kind of a person. That's a no for me. What did you rate this book?
I don't know. What a mess. Like, oh my God, we're talking about these people like they're real people. That's a good book.
That is a good book. And I was going to tell you that. While we kind of dragged it, I thought about this. I wanted to read this book. I could not put it down.
I know.
It was really good.
I
kept
reading, even though I wanted to throw up at times. And I thought, this is disgusting.
No, it's a good book.
Next page. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think I would probably, for what it is, a 4.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, it is a certain type of book. So we got to rate it in there, I guess. You don't want to stop reading for some reason. You believe those characters are real. It makes sense. And they're all so different. That's a lot of different personalities.
So Goodreads gives this book a 3.7 out of 5.
Really?
I'm going to give it a 4-star too.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it was good. I would recommend this to a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ever going to pick it up to reread it.
I know anyone that I would recommend it to, but yeah.
Well, I mean, but like we are recommending it right now.
Yeah.
If this, if you like the dark romances, this is good. This is for you.
It is like more moody than like a dark, dark world. You know what I mean? It's like real life. I mean, you can understand where they're all coming from. Everybody has these weird. But that's things what I'm saying. With.
Like this. Okay, so this was really good in the sense that like that was real.
Yeah.
Like that could really. That's not far fetched from reality.
Yeah. Man, I thought it could have been real fun, though. We could have gone a fun direction. Mm-mm. We took it even darker. Yeah. It went pretty dark.
But I did love it.
I know.
I did. I was like, what? Like, I did keep reading.
I don't know. It is weird.
I'm giving it a 4.
Yeah.
Also, there's so much that we could have said about this, but, you know, we can't get into...
A lot more happens. Yeah. A lot.
We can't really get into it all, unfortunately. But that's the gist of this book.
And it didn't take long to read, but it's not a short book.
No, it's a long book. How many pages is a sucker? Let's see here.
Like, most romances are short. This one's I mean, I know it's, like, more smut, but... 470?
470.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. It feels like a longer book.
I don't know. I really liked it.
It didn't feel like it, but it looks like a longer book.
I liked it. I'd recommend it.
Yep.
You too?
I mean, I don't know who I'm going to recommend it to, but it is a good book. If somebody was like, hey, what about some smut...
Would you recommend Credence?
Credence, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you into daddy issues? Are you into threesomes?
The threesome happened one time. Really, one and a half
it
times.
It really grossed me out.
I wasn't too worried about that part.
Like, deeply icky.
I wasn't worried about that part. I thought that's super unrealistic. I don't know one set of brothers that'd be like, yes, please.
I think there are a lot of brothers when they're young that don't care about that.
No, I don't know about that. I think, like, when... Yeah, you could talk about it, but when it came down to it, you'd be like...
They watch porn together and stuff, I bet you. A lot of brothers.
Brothers are disgusting. Yeah. Brothers. Ugh. Gross. I have 5 of them.
Yeah.
One of them's a baby, so he has nothing wrong, and he never will. I'm positive of it.
Yes.
Little baby Benji.
My boys won't either.
No. All right, readers. Well, that's what we thought about Credence. We loved it, regardless of how disgusting Sarah
love,
felt.
Okay, I don't know.
Sarah keeps saying that she feels disgusting, but she loved it.
I know. What a weird... I don't know about love, but...
You loved it.
It was good.
You loved it.
So weird.
All right, well, that's Credence for you, readers.
She snuck that in on me. You snuck that smut in on me.
I do not... I cannot believe I did not... Penelope, I can't believe that Penelope Douglas, like,
you were almost done
it.
With the book before you even realized that.
I know. Yeah. You text me, and you're like, this is the Punk 57 girl. And I was like,
no. She has another one I want to read.
Oh, see? You loved it. You're
Birthday Girl. We got to
so
read that
So my
eventually.
Friend Morales is reading Birthday Girl right now. Yeah. All right. Well, Sarah's into smut now, so I guess that's coming your way. All right. I'll talk to you later, readers.
Bye.
Turning pages.
Because, like, tier, T-I-E-R, would be, that would be how you pronounce a tier.
Tiernan.
Tiernan, yeah.
Ferdinand and the Bull.
Yeah. Tiernan.
Okay, talk a little bit. Don't just say okay.
Tiernan. Tiernan.
Tiernan pages.
Tiernan pages.